Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shmin, the eighth and final Perek in the Hilchas Yibam Chalitza, in the Rambam Sefer Noshim, where the Rambam in this Perek discusses the laws when it comes up in situations of doubt. In Halacha Alef, the Rambam opens up regarding when we're not sure even who the Yavama is. As the Rambam explains, Mishi Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achayis, if someone got engaged to one of two sisters, Ve'ein Yidua Ezmen Kiddush, he doesn't know who he's engaged to. For example, let's say he said to two sisters, I'm engaged to one of you, and one of the sisters accepted it for whichever one it is, or he said to the father of two girls, he says, one of your daughters accepted to me, is engaged to me, and he gave him the monies of Kiddushin. So we're not sure which one he's engaged to. The maze, and now this man dies, V'loy Ech Echad, and he had one brother, so what does he do? So he has to chalitza to both those sisters, so they can be mitzvah to marry to other people, because he can't do even to one of them, because maybe the other one is really his brother's wife, and it comes out that that one is achayz kukasei, who he's forbidden to. He also cannot do chalitza to one and even to the other one, because achayz chalutza is forbidden when the sister is alive. And therefore there's nothing that he could do, rather he has to do chalitza to both them, because each one has a zika, out of doubt for that of Yibam, because maybe she's the one that his dead brother had been engaged to. So he has to do chalitza to both of them. Now, let's say this one who died, this one who was engaged out of doubt to either one, he had two brothers. So then, echad chalitza achas men betchila. So one of the brothers, he does initially chalitza to one of them. And the second could do Yibam to the second girl, second woman, either way you look at it, as the Rambam explains. If this is the woman that his brother had been engaged to, great, he's doing Yibam to her. The fact what his brother did chalitza to the other one was insignificant. That wasn't the one he was engaged to. And if this is not his brother's wife, great, he's marrying an unrelated woman, because his brother wasn't married to her, he was married to the sister. And her sister that was his brother's wife, his brother already did chalitza to the other one, and he's allowed to marry the sister of his brother's chalitza. His brother actually can, but he could. So therefore, that's the way to do it. One brother does chalitza to one of them, and the other brother does even to the other one, and mamonav shach, it's okay, as we just explained. Abba, but says the Ram, lo yiyam ma'achas tchila, but don't do it the other way around. Don't let one of the brothers do even first, because shem ha'acheres hi'esh asachiv, because maybe the other one is really his brother's wife. The nimsa comes out, that when he got engaged, he was getting married to the relative of the one that he has zika to, which you're not allowed to, because a zika is like somewhat of a marriage. You can't get married to the sister of Yizikuka. Now let's say the two brothers went, and without permission from the courts, the two brothers married those two women. One of them was his brother's wife, and one was the sister. So then emetinas miyadim, and they were not going to remove them from that marriage that the brothers did, because each one could say that I went and married the appropriate woman, the one that was engaged to my dead brother. Now, and even so, that could be the first one that got married, maybe was actually married to Achayz Kukasei, maybe really was the other one. But still, once the other brother went and married the other one, so that removes the zika, and it comes out that the first one was really permitted to be married, because it's not Achayz Kukasei anymore. And you're going to say, as we've said previously, that kol yivamish in the karba b'shas nafili yivamay v'aleha, at the time when the zika was here, it was forbidden, like a eshach shish leban masuri lamas. It's not true. There was only a situation of doubt. We didn't know who it was. So therefore, and in general, zika is always a thing that is a temporary thing. It's not a real bona fide issue that there is. And therefore, although they're not supposed to, but once they did both marry these two sisters, one of them being the brother's wife and one of them being the relative of Zikuka, after the fact, we're not going to remove them, they could stay married. Halacha Beis. Shnayim, two unrelated people, Shekitra Shtei Achayis, they married two sisters. So, as like in a regular family, a bunch of girls, and people get married to them. So these brother-in-laws, who are unrelated, they got engaged to two sisters. The thing is, Zeini Day is a Kiddush. This one doesn't know who he got engaged to. Zeini Day is a Kiddush, and this one doesn't know who he got engaged to. Let's say these identical twins, or whatever it is, doesn't make a difference. They didn't know who they got engaged to. And now they both died. Now Lezeach, and each one had a brother. So this brother does chalitza to both of them. Again, not sure which one is his sister-in-law. But this one chalitza to both of them, because each one is forbidden to do yibim, because maybe that is really the sister of his zekuka. It's out of doubt. You have to chalitza to both of them to permit them to get married to a another person, which is an obligation on either one of these women, whichever one is their brother-in-law. Now, that's if each one had one brother. Let's say one of them had one brother, and one of them had two brothers. So the way it goes like this. So the one that had one brother, he does chalitza initially, he's the first one to act, he does chalitza to both of them. And the reason why is so that now, if any one of them is his yavama, which one of them is, they're permitted to go ahead and get married to other people. Now, vashnayim, the two brothers, echad chalitza rishayim. So one does chalitza first, to remove the zika of on his brothers, if it's his yavama, and of his dead brother, vashenim yabim. Now, the second brother does yibim to the other woman, because if she's that's the right yavama, so good, he got the right one, he's doing yibim. And if it's not, so there's no problem about lachlisa kuka, because she really got chalitza from his brother. But again, you wouldn't be able to do it, like we said in the previous lacha, yibim initially, because maybe the other one is his brother's wife, and therefore this one is a chalitza kukase. And it's also forbidden for those who did chalitza to do yibim to the second one, because it would be a problem about achayis chalutzase. So the way you do it is, the one brother, he has to make sure there's no yavam alazor over here. Again, we don't know which was the rich one, so he can't do yibim on either one of them. He does chalitza to both. Then from the two brothers, one does chalitza, and then, again, if that's the right one, he did chalitza, the other one is not related at all to the dead brother. And if it's not, so then he's doing the yibim to the right one. Now, Vimkan, Mubakan, so like we said in the previous halacha, let's say both of them went before, had they permission, and the two that are brothers, they went and married these two sisters. So, Emetimiyadim, we're not going to remove them from that marriage, and Vafilhoi Kahanim. Even if they were Kahanim, which they would then have been forbidden with the wife of a Chalutza, as the Rambam explains why we're not concerned over here. Shachalitza, Shachalitza Yechidi, because this, that the first, there was two men who married two sisters. We didn't know which one is which. So in the story that we said, the one that had one brother, he did chalitza to both of them. So this chalitza shechalat zeichini, that this individual did chalitza, misafik chalat. Out of doubt, he did chalitza to these two women. Which, again, because maybe that was the yavama. But because it was out of safik, v'hachalutza asur l'koyim in the v'seifim, the prohibition of a chalitza to a koyim is only rabbinic, because the Torah only says that a grush is forbidden, and the chalitza is similar to that. V'sfeik chalitza l'gazu. After the fact, initially we said, yes, we are concerned, but after the fact, where each one of these women, we're not sure if she's really a chalutza or not, because this guy did out of doubt to each one of these, his brother, who he was the singular brother, wasn't married to both of them, it was to one of them. So each one is a sabik chalutza, since it's a sabik drabbanon, but if both brothers, the two brother ones, if they went and married both of them, which, again, there's no problem with chesed kuka, as we explained, after the fact, there's no problem either of the Eishas Chalutza, for even if they're Kayanim, because again, it was only out of doubt that each one, because each one is maybe the Chalutza of that other man who had one brother. Halacha Gimel. Okay, first we spoke about each one has one brother, then we spoke about if the one has one brother and the other one has two brothers. Now, says the Rama, let's say each one had two brothers. So the way you do it is like this. Achim shal zeh choyel tzlachas. So, the brother of one of them does chalitza to one of them, and the brother of the other dead person does chalitza to the other woman. So there's Reuben and Shimon, there's Rachel and Leah. Now, Reuben has two brothers and Shimon has two brothers. So one of the brothers of Reuben does to one of them, let's say Rachel. One of the brothers of Shimon does to one of them, let's say Leah. Now that each one had one chalitza from one of the brothers, the achekach, then subsequently, miyam you have the second brother of Reuven. He does yibim to the one that the brothers of Shimon had done chalitza to. So let's say the brothers of Shimon had done chalitza to Leah. So then the second brother of Reuven is going to do yibim to that one. So here you have a maman of shach. So either way, it's going to be permitted. Because if this is Yavama, so fine. And it's not considered his brother's chalutza, because his brother didn't do chalitza to this one, but to the sister. And if it's not his Yavama, so good. She's a regular woman that's unrelated. And it's going to be permitted to him after she at least had some chalitza from her Yavama, which is, again, that other man's brothers. So it's not a chesed kuka, because here, his brother did chalitza to the sister, which is his yavama, the zik was already removed because his brother already did chalitza. So either way, this woman that he's doing yibam on is going to be the other woman of that his brother had done chalitza from, but it's the one that from the other man's brothers that they had chalitza on. So either way, she's not a chalitza zukukasai because of his brother having done already. If again, if it's the right one he's doing, if it's the wrong one, his brother already did chalitza to the other one, so it's not a chalitza zukuka. And if it's that other man's real wife, so his brother, he already had one brother already did chalitza on that one. Now, obviously, this is only talking about that if both brothers didn't do chalitza to both women. But if they did, then it would be forbidden because of achayz chalutzase. Now, v'achashen yishalzeh, miyam chalutzase yishalzeh. Now, again, the second brother of the second man, he does yibam to the chalutza that the first brother's first wife, that the first one had done. Again, each one basically switching off. Each one has, there's two men, and they each have two brothers. Each one's going to have one brother that's going to do chalitza, and then the other brother is going to do yibum on the other woman, which is the chalitza of what the other man's brothers had done chalitza on. Now, let's say kad mishnehem. Let's say two brothers of one of the people who died. Both of them went in b'chol tzlishtein. Again, they weren't sure what's going on. Which is the woman that he was married to? So they just gave chalitza. One gave chalitza to one, the other one gave chalitza to the other one. So in that case, lo yam mishnei ach ma'achem. Then the other two brothers of the other man, they should not do yibum to both of those women, because the first one to try to do yibum might be having yibum with achayz zukukasai, which is not really yibum, because maybe the other one is really his brother's wife, and then he has zika to. El rather echad chelitz batchila, you should do like we had prescribed in the previous halacha. One first does chalitza, and then the brother does yibum on the second one. So then, like we said, either way, if this is the real one, so he's doing yibum. If not, it's not achizakuk anymore because his brother already did chalitza on the other one, removing the zika. And there's also no problem about from the other man, and maybe it's the other man's yavama, because they already did chalitza, both of them did on both of them already. And therefore, he's allowed to do yibum. Now, from kodbukansu, but let's say if both brothers, after the other man's brother did chalitza on both of them, this man's brothers do yibum, so to speak, on both of them, same it to me, like we said in the previous halacha, then we don't remove them. Ultimately, after the fact, there's no isser over here, and the latter main matter, although the first one really was really going, and maybe it's achoy zekuka, but after the fact, that the zika is ultimately removed from the other brother, that's going to be okay. Halacha dal. Now we talk about regarding when the men themselves, regarding the one who died and the yavamin, when there's doubt regarding them. Says the Ram, Ha'isha Shoy Labanim. If a woman had sons, Voila Kalasabanim, and her daughter-in-law also had sons. Now, Bin Sabah Ha'isha, the woman, the mother-in-law, became pregnant. Bin Sabah Kalasa, and her daughter-in-law also became pregnant. The oldest Shtem Bin Machbo Achas, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, together, they're giving birth in one cave. Bin Sabah Ha'ilazim, and during birth, the two children got mixed up. You don't know who's the mother of which one, which child is this from. Now, Vigdila Terebis, be that as may, the boys, they grew up together. They got married to women and they died without children, and now there's a requirement for their wives to have yibum done with them. So how are they going to be permitted? We don't know which generation this is even from, this boy. So it says around like this, the sons of the daughter-in-law, they have to do chalitza to both of the wives of these men and without doing yibum. And the reason for that is, shekol achas men safek sheishas achiv v'timu teres loy. Each one of these brothers, they're not clear. Is this their brother's wife? Because we don't know, was it the son of the daughter-in-law? On each one we have that doubt. And hence, that the woman permitted to them to do yibum, but safek sheishas achiv. Maybe she's the one, because again, they got mixed up, maybe she's the one that's the wife of their father's brother, which is forbidden the erval of, and she's an erva on them. There's no yibum for your uncle's wife. Now, that's regarding the lower generations, the daughter-in-law's sons. Abnei Hazakena, but the sons of the elder one, they can do chalitza or yibum to whichever one of these men who died without any children. Because she'im hizu eishes alcha, because if it's their brother's wife, her yibma, so they're doing yibum. Vimi eishes benocha, and if it's the younger generation, if it's really their sister-in-law, If it's their, if it's her kids, if it's his brother's son's wife, he's permitted to marry. There's no problem about Arayis of marrying your niece. And the fact of that there's a Zika of Yibam, well, that the younger generation, like we said already, did Chalitza. So there's no more problem of Yivam al-Azar, and therefore they could do, after the lower generation did Chalitza, the second generation could do, I mean, the older generation could do either Yibam Chalitza, whatever they want to. Halacha hey. Let's say a different order. Let's say the definitive children, the ones that we knew the paternity, of the older generation and the younger generation, if those sons passed away. Now the ones that were mixed up at birth, they're alive. So what do you do for them in relation to the definitive ones? So b'nei hataribus l'neshei b'nei hazakenam. So this mixture, again, which one is from the mother-in-law and one's from the daughter-in-law, we don't know who's who. So their relationship regarding the wives of the older generation, meaning regarding the mother-in-law, they do chalitza, not yibum. She's sveik eshes achi aviv, because that woman that the husband died without any children is maybe going to be his father's brother's wife. It might be his aunt. Because they might be whichever one of these two men, we don't know, each one is maybe the daughter-in-law's child. So that's going to be that it's his uncle's wife that passed away. She erva la b'shele erva, and there's no heter of yibum. Or sveik eshes achiv, it might be his brother's wife, because this one of the two men that got mixed up might really be from the older generation. Shemoteres liyama, which is permitted to do yibum. But out of doubt, you have to chalitza, not yibum. Now, v'lenishnei b'nei hakala, but let's say regarding if one of the sons of the daughter-in-law passed away. So then, when you have these two men that were the taroibus that were mixed up at birth, so echad chalitza b'tchila, one should first do chalitza, v'echad miyam al-kabam, and then the second could do yibum either way, as the Rambam explains. If the first one who had done the chalitza was the son of the daughter-in-law, okay, he did the chalitza for his brother's wife. So that means to say the second of the mixture is the son of the mother-in-law. He's permitted to marry the wife of his nephew after she had chalitza from a yavama. So yeah, he's allowed to consummate that relation. And if the first one to do chalitza was from the older generation, was the mother-in-law's child, so he was doing chalitza to his nephew's wife, he hasn't done anything, hence, it turns out that the second of the mixture is really the daughter-in-law's son, and he did yibum on his brother's wife. But again, to do yibum first, that would be problematic, because maybe it's really his nephew's wife, and you're not allowed to marry a foreigner, even though there's no Isra Barayas, until she first has chalitza. But one does chalitza, the other one does yibum, and then mom of shach, like we explained, that's going to be okay. Halacha vav. Mishle shah sa'achar misa, another type of suffix. Mishle shah sa'achar misa ba'ala shalosh chadashim. If a woman did not wait, you're supposed to wait after divorce, after being widowed 3 months, she didn't wait. V'nisa v'yodin, she gave birth 7 months after she got married. Now, Be'en Yedua, you don't know the paternity, Im Ben Tishle Rishon, is it 9 months from her first husband, where that she got widowed or divorced from, or Im Ben Shevel Achron, or is it really a 7 month child, which is a shorter type of birth, which could be after 6 months, from the last husband? So here you also have, just like we had regarding them getting mixed up at birth, here this woman herself, we don't know who's the brothers, from which husband was it. Now, V'hayu Labanim in the Rishon in the Sheni. And now, this woman had sons from the first husband and the second husband. So if this child, which we don't know his paternity, if he passes away, so the sons from the first husband and from the second husband, they have to do chalitza to his wife because it might be their paternal brother and there's a zika. But they can't do yibum. Why? Because any one of the brothers from either one of the husbands, is they're going to try to do yibum. It might not be his paternal father. But it is definitely his maternal brother because it's the mother's, we know it's the mother's brothers. But we don't know which one this child is brothers paternally with. If something is only a maternal brother, it's forbidden as ever forever because the whole heter of yibum is only by paternal brother. So therefore, they can only do chalitza out of doubt, but cannot do yibum out of doubt. So too the other way around. This doubtful son, when one of the brothers of either husband dies, he does chalitza to the wives, and he cannot do yibum because they might be only his maternal brothers, and it's forbidden as erva, and therefore he could only do chalitza, not yibum. Again, if it's only maternal, he wouldn't do anything, but it might be paternal. So he has to do chalitza for that zika, but not yibam. Halacha zayin. Hayy ben l'rishon uben l'sheni. Now, but let's say the first and the second husbands had sons. Shaloi mi isha zay shenisa b'tech zman. Not from this woman who she got married before the time that she was allowed to get married to her second husband. So they were brothers, but not from her. Umei sechem hem. Now, one of the brothers die. Harei ha-ben ha-safek chil isha zay shemeis. Now, so this son that we're in doubt who was his real father, he could do chalitza to the wife of the one who died, or he could actually even do yibam. Why? As follows. Shim achim avu, because if it's his paternal brother, he's doing yibam to his wife. Vim ein achim avu, and it's not his paternal brother, then they don't have any brotherhood at all, because like we said, the mother didn't have any sons from the first and the second, she only had this one. So, monashach, if it's his paternal brother doing yibam, if it's not, then there's no problem. Lefikach mutulay, therefore he's permitted to marry his wife. And obviously we're talking about where there were no other brothers from the first husband, only this guy who's a safek, because if there were other definitive brothers, obviously then there's a zika to them, and they were forbidden to marry in this case, which is part of the doubt, which is why we permitted that he's an unrelated person. And then actually, after the fact, if one of them does chalitza, would be forbidden because it would be chalutzas achiv, which would be forbidden. He would talk about where he's the only brother, so therefore, Maman of Shalchi, he could go ahead and consummate that relationship. Because either doing yibur, he's not related at all. Halacha ches. Meis ha-ben ha-savik. Let's say this doubtful son, he passes away. So then, echad mishnei ha-banim ha-vadim. So what you do is, you have one of the two definitive sons, meaning that are not from this woman, and are not maternal brothers. From these two different husbands, you have each one having one son, where one does first chalitza to his wife, then the second one could do yibam, and as we said, it's really the inverse. If it's his brother, he's doing yibam. The main achav is not his brother, because it's really from the other husband that was his father. Because he's the son of the other father, already chalitza from the other father's sons. So again, either way, one of the father's sons does chalitza, then the other father's son does yibum, and then manav shach, either it's yibum, or she's already permitted from her true yivama having done chalitza to her. Now, Lacha Tes Ram continues regarding another situation of where a doubt-related halacha of yibum regarding if a woman heard that her husband passed away and she married. As Ram says, Misha alach balam din zachas. If her husband went overseas, v'shama to another country, v'shama shemeis v'nisa shirah, he died and she got married, as the halacha allows in certain situations. But v'achkach ba'al rishon, turned out it was a mistake. Her first husband was still alive and he came back, which the halacha primarily there, as Ram said in Perikut v'mechaz geirishon, that now she has to leave both husbands, she's forbidden to both of them forever. But instead of that having happened, getting the get and so on and so forth, let's say those two husbands, the first and the second one, they were in a car accident, they both died. And now each one of those husbands, her first real husband and the second that she thought was her husband, both of them had brothers. So the brothers of both of them have to do chalitza and not yibum. Now, they're actually for two different reasons. The brothers of the first husband do chalitza minat Torah because it's really their brother's wife. Now, it's forbidden to yibum because of the rabbinic penalty, because just like we don't let her stay with her first husband because she didn't analyze so well, she wasn't so careful, obviously she should have researched and found out that he was really still alive. So just like it requires a get, so it requires chalitza. Now, the brothers of the second one only rabbinically have to do chalitza, because biblically there's no zik at all because she was never married to the second one. She was really still married to the first one, she just didn't know that. But so that people shouldn't say that a yivama could get married to another person without chalitza, so therefore, we require her to get chalitza rabbinically from the second brothers. But obviously, that chalitza is invalid and wouldn't exempt her co-wife, not from the first one and not from the second husband. But the halacha requires a woman to get chalitza from both sets of brothers. Now, halacha Yod Ram continues regarding a situation when there's five sons out of doubt from five different women. As Ram explains, Chamash Nashim, continuing on these halachas of doubt, there's five women. Ben Yidua, that each one had a known son, meaning a definitive son. But then these five women, who each one already had one child already, and we knew who that child was from that mother, then these five women got mixed up together. These five pregnant women end up in the same hospital, the power goes out, they're in the same cave, and they have five other sons. Now, you don't know who's which child, there was chaos going on over there. So now these children, they grow up together, v'gdilu hatarebis, and they become older. Now these five, they marry women. These five men, these five men, then they pass away without any children. Now these five women, who are the widows of these five men, who we never knew which was his right mother, fall in front of these definitive five sons, where none of the brothers know which one is. They know one of these five is his. They knew if those five women had these five kids, and he doesn't know which one is his brother's wife. So kids, so what do you do over here? So arba mehen chotzen la'achas tchila. What you do is like this: the four of the women, they have chalitza first from every one of the brothers, meaning every one of the definitive brothers, out of doubt, maybe it's his brother's wife, does chalitza. V'chamishin, the fifth brother, meaning the fifth known child of one of these five women, yisuzusha nechletzar arba chalitza al kapan, he marries this woman that already had four chalitzas from the four different brothers. As drama continues, halacha ilav is his ketzer household. How does this work? Because im eishas al chafi, if he happened to get lucky that he's really the one that's his brother's wife, great, harei yibim ha'isa, he did yibim ta. The fact that all the other four brothers did chalitza, that was nothing, it was insignificant, it wasn't their sister-in-law. V'im eina eishas ach, and if it's not his brother's wife, okay, harei eishas ach echad me'arba, that must have been then, she was the wife of the brother of one of the other four, v'erichotzel arba'at and chil, and those four already did chalitza on her, and one of them was the right one, so she permitted to marry a foreigner, which is what he is. And v'chein eshneya, then they do this with the second woman too. Chot, meaning of the widows. Chotzen arba, four of them do chalitza. Now, as Rama explains, v'echad min arba, one of these four that's going to be doing chalitza, yizesh nasir yishayinah, should be one that already married the first one. Because he's not going to do yibim to the second one too, because it's better that each one of these brothers have a shot at doing yibim one time, because it might be lucky, he might get the one that is the yavama of his dead brother's wife, and then it turns out he's fulfilling the mitzvah of yibim. Because if one person is going to be the one, he's the not lucky guy, he's always going to be number five, he's going to marry all five of them, comes out at least four of them for sure not going to have the mitzvah of yibim done with them, because he's obviously only the brother of one of them, not all five of them, and therefore at least let us try, we might have that mazel, and it might be that each one's going to have yibim. So four of them are going to do chalitza. V'chamisha, and the fifth man who didn't do chalitza on this one, he said he'll marry her until it comes out, the five sons, which were definitive, that each woman had already had a definitive son before they had these doubtful sons. Each one of those five will marry one of these five women. After each one had already had chalitzas from all the other four. So everyone is going to get chalitza from the other four, and then switch off the round robin, going to get to that fifth one to be the one who's going to do yibam. As Ram concludes in these last two halachas, Nalochid Beis, says regarding this, about being careful regarding the situations of doubt, it says, you have to be careful with all these situations of doubt by these primary concepts that we were talking about. Because the Rambam explains, anytime you have a doubt, Shema bas chalitza hi li'ishzeh, that maybe this woman is a woman that requires chalitza to this man. Maybe she does not require chalitza. So although we're not sure, maybe she doesn't require chalitza, maybe she does. She's not permitted in Nesulah to get married to another person. Obviously, we're talking about a woman that doesn't even have a Yibum, but might require Chalitza, might not. So she's not permitted to marry to another person until she first gets Chalitza, because or else she has a Zika, and she's Yivama, that's Lazar. And anytime you're going to have a doubt, maybe this woman's B is forbidden to this man. Maybe they're a Tarib, and they're a Siphon, whether biblically or rabbinically. Again, obviously he cannot do Yibum Tarib, because it might be forbidden Bia. Now, but any time that the woman had a full-fledged chalitza, she had a full-fledged bia, cohabitation, which is yibum, which trust Lazar, then subsequently, then the co-wife is permitted to get married to another person, because again, one of the co-wives had already had a chalitza or a bia. And halacha yud gimel. And based on this path that we described, you'll understand the Torah, and you'll be able to rule b'chalas fekas, granting all doubt, shi'era, that will happen in yibum chalitza, in these laws of yibum and chalitza. Should be Aaron to call it Kurm, Shalim Tidmach, who's already explained all the primary concepts that you can rely on, but Tayden, you should know. Who is exempt from Yibim Chalitza? Who is even fit to do Yibim to Slikah Hilchaz Yibim Chalitza? We have concluded the laws of Yibim Chalitza in the Rambam's Sefer Noshim. with the help of Shemayim.